One little boy, when asked to explain about Father's Day, said it's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the present. I found that interesting because in many ways it seems sort of true that it's like Mother's Day, and Sherry even admits to that as she works for Hallmark, that a lot more Mother's Day cards go out and sold than even Father's Day cards. But we certainly appreciate our fathers, and happy Father's Day today. James Stanford wrote, "My husband admired our six-year-old daughter while she was dancing around the kitchen. And finally, he stopped her with a hug. 'You know,' he said, looking Amy in the eyes, 'you're cute, just like your father.' And Amy was silent for a moment. 'You mean my heavenly father or you?' Our parents, our fathers, are placed in our lives to point us to our heavenly father. And even through their imperfections, and they have them, I know I have them. I can't tell you how many times as our youngest was growing up, I would look him right in the eyeball and say, 'Quit acting like your father.' And I wasn't saying it in a nice manner because I could see myself, my imperfections in him. But we pray that our perfect, cute Heavenly Father can still come through. And we do that by allowing God to determine his purpose for our lives and the spiritual attributes and gifts that he gives us to accomplish his purpose. Our scripture this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in the first 11 verses. And Paul writes to the church at Corinth, "Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus be cursed.' And no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines." The Word of God for the people of God. Now, my dad, growing up, and he still is doing it, he has stories, he likes to do puns, he's had quirky sayings. One that comes to my mind as a kid that I always remember him saying was, "A man got on a bus wearing a brown hat." And then he would always ask us, "Now you tell me, is it the bus wearing the brown hat or the man wearing the brown hat?" A man got on a bus wearing a brown hat. And he's trying to teach us a little English that we would say our words right. And really, we should have said, "A man wearing a brown hat got on the bus," right? And that's what fatherhood and parenthood is about, is helping us not to be going down a wrong path. It helps prevent us from being led astray. And we see that as Paul is sharing here with the Corinthian church. He says, "I don't want you to be uninformed here. And I realize that you have had an influence up to this point," and he's introducing there's a new influence that you should have in your lives. And it is through the gifts of the Spirit, it's through the presence and the power of the Spirit, and he is the one that should be influencing your lives. You know, Tony Evans, in his book about the Holy Spirit, he shares, as he gets to this point in the scripture, as he's sharing about the Holy Spirit, he said, you know, all too often we as the church come thinking that this scripture and much of it that follows in this chapter and the next couple chapters is teaching us how to do the Holy Spirit gifts and what they're all about. And we try to look at it in a positive light. But Tony was in his book said that it's more that he's saying, you guys got it messed up. You need a little clearer picture. He's really correcting the Corinthians and how they perceive the spiritual gifts. And so as we think of his purpose in our lives, it's so that we're not led astray. It's so that we can get ourselves out of trouble. And that's what Paul is trying to introduce to the Corinthians and for us today as well. That we need to be informed and influenced by the Holy Spirit and not by the world or by whatever it was before we came to the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean we change everything before we come to the Lord. We should come to Him first and then allow His Holy Spirit to inform us and influence us and lead us down the right path and teach us the things we need to learn to get through life. So that we'll understand that how to, you know, as my dad tried to help us learn English structure, the Holy Spirit can help us know and understand what God would have us to do in our lives and in our activities. One of the other sayings Dad would have as I was growing up, and I never quite knew what that meant, he would say, it's exactly the same, only different. What? I would just shake my head as an 8, 9, 10-year-old boy, I guess, and just, I do not know what this guy's talking about. But exactly the same, only different. But as I've gotten older and as I've, in my career in IT and trying to figure things out, and even in other life situations, it's making a little bit more sense to me. It's how we try to make sense out of a new situation. In my case, in troubleshooting. Is there something common with what I have learned before? What's common in this situation, in the situations that I've already encountered and learned lessons from? And is there enough commonality that I can at least have a basis to learn from and figure it out from, and then look at the differences, how I can apply new wisdom and new knowledge to the situation? But it's so much easier to do that instead of starting out brand new every single time. And so often we look at life, how is this the same as something else I've dealt with, and what's different about it that I need guidance and direction and so on? And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. And in our scripture today, Paul is saying, you know, all these things are happening, but the source of our wisdom and knowledge and what we need to get things done is from the same place. It's from the same Holy Spirit. It's from the same Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's from the same Father. We see the work of the entire Trinity. All three are working with the same purpose because they are the same person. Whether it be gifts, in this case, in our scripture, the spiritual gifts, I think is what Paul is referring to. But he's saying whether it's gifts or service or working, in all of them, it's the same God. It's our Father who is at work. And so while it may seem different, it's really the same. It's the same one who is active in our lives and providing purpose for us in our lives. Another thing that Paul is sharing here as he's beginning to share with the Corinthians, as I mentioned earlier, Tony Evans, you know, says the Corinthian church was messed up on how they were dealing with the spiritual gifts in their lives. And the biggest thing that Paul is really saying here is, it isn't for you, Corinth. It isn't for you, the Christian at Corinth. And in reality, he's saying that to you and I today. These things that come from the Holy Spirit are not for you personally. It is for the common good. It is for the building up of God's church. It is it's for encouragement and things of all those around. And now, we get a personal benefit out of that. But so often what was happening in the Corinthian church was they were like, look at me, I have this gift. And others were saying, look at me, I have this gift. And they were drawing attention to themselves. And if you don't think we're still doing that, look at all the selfies and other there's selfies on the cell phones and other postings. We're still very self-centered. We're no different in many ways than the Corinthian church. And Paul was saying, you know, this isn't about you and comparing yourself to others. The Holy Spirit determines and distributes these gifts for the good of all, for the good of God's purpose. Spiritual gifts are not a Christmas wish list. It's not a present with, well, this is for Sally. And it's not for Joey to say, this is mine. You know, I don't know if you've ever had problems with your kids at Christmas time when, you know, the presents are opened and then, you know, you get interested in one of the other kids' presents. Hey, I'd like to see what that's about. You know, I didn't get something like that. And, oh, no, that's mine. That's not what spiritual gifts are about. Spiritual gifts are what the Holy Spirit gives as He determines and distributes those to best serve the world through God's people, the church. The gift isn't for you and your benefit. It is for you, but it's for the benefit for you and everyone around you. Thing about how the Holy Spirit determines and distributes that strikes me is that He doesn't have any guesswork in it. You know, as I think in my role as a manager in the secular world, you know, when you're interviewing someone for a job position, you're trying to read through their resume, you're trying to ask the right questions, and you're trying to, hopefully that they're answering them honestly, and you're trying to see, are they a good fit into our organization? Do they have the skill sets that are necessary, or can I train this person with those skill sets to help and benefit us? With the Holy Spirit, there's no guessing. It's not like an interview with a company. The Holy Spirit, He doesn't even have to wait until we perform. He already knows us. He knows us best. He created us. He knows what our potential is. And He knows He can provide all the resources we need. And so it is He that looks at each of us and looks at the situation that we're in and the part of God's family that we're in. And He says, this is how I need to provide in the spiritual gift realm so that He can pull it all together and advance the kingdom of God through God's people. Isn't that wonderful? No, we don't have to try and impress Him with who we are or what we've done. He already knows what we're capable of. And so He provides those gifts that complement who we are as He created us. And maybe even expand us, push the envelope, so to speak, or get us out of our comfort zone is a big phrase that I've heard in my working career. And He certainly will do that. But He will do it as He determines. It's His choice, not ours. We don't get to go and pick what we want. Although my experience is, because He knows us and He created us, that the Spirit gives us gifts that dovetail right in with who we are, even if it does push us beyond our limits of what we thought we could do. It's nice to know that He's the one that makes those choices. And I appreciate that I don't have to figure it out. I can let Him provide the gifts that'll make me the Christian I need to be and a part of the body of Christ that I need to be. And He can do the same for you. Another thing that Paul is sharing here in this part of his letter to the Corinthians is to quit abusing the gifts that are given. Don't selfishly hoard them. As I mentioned earlier, they're not for us individually. We benefit from them individually, but it's for the common good. It's for God's people, the church. It's for the world to see God. The Holy Spirit wants you to be like your Heavenly Father. That's the whole, that's much of the purpose that He has for you, is that we'll be more like the Father. will be more like the Son, that will be more like the Spirit. And so he gifts us so that we can do that, and the world is able to see that. So that as we're out in the world, others will see God in us because of his Spirit. Others will find Jesus as their Lord and Savior because of his Spirit. And we can be one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we allow the gifts that the Spirit determines and gives to us to be used in our lives and in our witness to a world who needs to know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we have gathered today, a thought I'd just like to leave with you. As we think about the Holy Spirit determining the gifts that he's going to give us, I pray that each of us will allow him to give us those gifts that we might in turn use them for his honor and for his glory, for his praise, and his alone, taking none for ourselves. And I pray that God can take each of us then and give us a big hug and look into our eyes and say, "You look just like your Father."